Our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, even though it's hot, oh boy, is it hot.
And it's just going to stay that way.
Start of school is on the horizon here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Good thing is, you remember when you and I went to school, you'd start school, and it'd still be hot and no air conditioning,
have
the windows up.
Yes.
But not that way anymore. But I see there's some events in Greenville going on this Friday night. The Parks and Recreation folks and the police do a back-to-school movie, and this time it's Lego Movie 2 out at the sports park.
Yes. I think there's a lot of different activities that are sort of going on that are kind of wrap up the summer type things, and this is one of those that's that way. The Parks and Recreation are pairing with the police to do this one, and this is they've done this now for several years. And the idea, of course, is to get the kids out there and the families out there and let them all enjoy it, and see the police in a positive presence. Mm-hmm. Everybody brings lawn chairs, blankets, snacks, whatever they want. And they, you know, as soon as this gets dark enough, then they're going to show the movie, which ought to be a lot of fun.
8:30 p.m. is the time they say that it'll start. And as you said, this is a part of community policing.
Yes,
the term
absolutely.
That we hear a lot.
Absolutely.
Lately. And then Omega Psi Phi, which is a fraternity, has an adopt a school program, and they're doing this event on Saturday morning from 8 to 10 at Applebee's. They're having a breakfast event there, and they're raising money basically for school supplies.
Yes, and I think one of the interesting things is this particular group of men has their roots here at A&M Commerce.
Yep.
And so they have chosen Travis Elementary in Greenville to be one of their adopt a school things for, you know, I think they're, as they've come along and spread out through the Metroplex, I think they're doing several different schools, but in Greenville they've chosen Travis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't think of Applebee's as a place for breakfast.
No.
But
why not, though?
Well, but, you know, my son, who is one of the assistant band directors over in Burleson, south of Fort Worth, they have pancake breakfast at Applebee's all the time. Apparently, this is one of Applebee's ways to reach out to the community.
Well, Applebee's normally would not be open at that time.
That's correct.
And so that leaves them available, I guess, for
yes.
this kind of event.
And it's an easy thing to be able to cook pancakes and sausage,
sure.
and then the groups come in and help serve it. So I'm sure the men of Omega Sci-Fi will be there helping serve. There's also a link, and you can get it through my newsletter on my House Warmers of Greenville website. If you want to donate and you can't go, mm-hmm. there's a link you can go and donate and help them with getting school supplies for the kiddos.
Of course, we know a lot of times teachers have to provide school supplies.
Absolutely.
For kids. So it's great when a group steps up to do a thing like this.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're talking with Pud Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. A lot of back-to-school type events going on starting this weekend. Now, I see also Women in Need are having their Hot Havana Night a fundraising event at the Emerald Ballroom. This will be starting at 6 Saturday evening.
Yes, and they have, this has become their signature event of the year now, at least for the Greenville area. And it's, very much the lively music and all of that. And I think one of the wonderful things they do with this is they have a salsa contest, since salsa is sort of the dance of Cuba.
Sure.
And people compete to win the bragging rights of the best salsa in Hunt County.
And I think I said Emerald Ballroom.
Yes.
Which is right behind Landon's to the north. I say behind to the north.
It's one Landon's. Block north of Landon's on Johnson Street.
What does Women in Need do? We've heard about them for a long time. They obviously perform a great function.
They absolutely do. And it's a group that's near and dear to my heart. They have they help women who are in abusive situations. Well, I should say women and children. Get out of those. They operate a shelter in Greenville. And so it's a secure and safe place for those women to go. They help them kind of get their lives put back together and get started on the road to a new life where abuse is not part of it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Bras for the Cause. We all know Pud with the Bras for the Cause. And
yes, indeed.
And
baby.
And you all are having your kickoff event on Tuesday, August 13th.
Yes, it'll be at Landon Winery starting at 6:30. And it's a chance for people to buy a T-shirt, get a yard sign, learn about what we're doing this year. The theme is Hooray for Brollywood. So we're going to the movies. And I think one of the other really, really exciting things, which is just remarkable to me, our grand total of money that we have raised in Bras for the Cause since the very beginning year, this is our 11th, we will cross $1 million in total this year.
Yeah.
And that in a community or an area this size,
I know,
to be able to do that, you know, to have engaged this community so well, just, and you know, the people that have helped us happen is just so exciting.
Well, you hit the sweet spot with that. You know, it was, you hit on the right idea.
Janine Cunningham had the vision and has never let us forget what it's supposed to be.
I understand.
You know, she is still our guiding star on what it should be, and if we stray from the path, we know.
We're almost out of time, but I want to mention Greenville Fire and Rescue has a Citizens Fire Academy, and this starts Thursday, August 15th, and it runs pretty much through the fall. But that sounds like a really neat deal.
Yes, I think there's a lot of people that, you know, want to learn what the firemen do, and you know, or fire and rescue. There is a chance you get to ride, get to go, you know, out on one of the runs with a fire truck. You have to apply for it, and the application is online through the City of Greenville or through the Police Department website, and it's also on their Facebook page.
But thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
I always enjoy it.
Clint Kearns with House Warmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.